Jumping in on Manx Radio
with Howard and Chris Kane.
Hello.
Good evening.
And welcome. Here we are once again. It is Jumping In, of course, Friday evening here on Manx Radio. And Jumping In, well, it is the best in modern and contemporary jazz, as you probably know by now, with myself, H.
And me, Chris. Happy July the 4th. Yes, welcome along to this week's show. Can you believe it? We're over halfway through the year. Schools break up for holidays in only 2 weeks' time, so the question is whether or not you've already had the best of the weather. Still, Wimbledon's on, so grab your Pimm's and strawberries for the cream of the crop of the latest jazz output. So, H, what tunes have had the dust flying off the bass line for you this week, and what made you cry? New blues, please.
I'm going from blue to green, the surrounding green. In fact, Fred Hirsch's latest with his trio Drew Gress and Joey Barron. Been enjoying that very muchly. A bit of VJ Iyer, very intense late night music, but that's been a cracking one as well. And Miles, he's smiling today.
And from me, well, we're not ready to spread our wings. We're in the presence of royalty, the presence of presents, and to get the juice flowing, here's juice. See what I did there? Here's the Quentin Lortie's Big Band with Hunger Stones.
Thank you.
Very, very nice indeed. We're getting a lot of plays from me at the moment. Hungerstones, the opener from a fantastic new EP called Humankind, from French trumpeter, composer, arranger and teacher Quentin Lourtis, all by the age of 30, including a stint with France's prestigious ONJ. He formed a quintet, a quartet, an octet, his first larger unit, simply called the Super Extra Large Funky Fun Zone.
Yeah, trips off the tongue nicely.
With which he toured and recorded three albums before forming this current big band in 2024, culminating in the release of Humankind last September. And as I say, great release. Quentin says modestly, "I invite you to dive in with us into a mysterious universe where musical influences fluctuate between Vince Mendoza and Lily Boulanger. Quite a program, you might say, and rightly too. Each track tells a story of a significant event that has happened in recent years, painting a broad picture of humanity at the beginning of the 21st century. An American blizzard, Ethiopia's Walker Tower, this album's intended as a witness to pivotal moments in our history. And who am I to argue? I have regularly listened to it and say, we'll be looking forward to see where he goes next." And I might drag another track out later on in a different show.
Good stuff. Good stuff, that. Fred Hirsch, I've enjoyed him off and on over the years. He really suffered badly a while back. I think he had to relearn to play. He was very ill for a while and then came back and virtually had to learn to replay the piano. But he's back on great form now with his third recording for the ECM label, which has been described as an essential entry into the piano trio canon. Hirsch taking along tackling a handful of 20th century compositions, as well as a few originals and a few less frequented tunes, and one of my favourites, an Ornette Coleman classic, Lawyers.
Thank you.
lovely. Always enjoy that and always enjoy the music of Fred Hirsch. Lovely light touch on the piano and great sort of interplay between the three in the trio. Drew Gress, that's on bass, and Joey Barron, long-standing companions of Fred. They both played with him off and on since the early and the late 80s, respectively, one for one, one for the other, in various combinations. Fred was joined by one of the other on over 12 recordings, 12, 13 or more, I think. But this, amazingly, marks the first studio recording as a trio, and you can really sort of buy into that collective approach. Fred himself, like I said, a mainstay of the scene around New York. I've never seen him play live.
No,
I'd love to see him. Yeah, I'd love to see him in a small club sort of setting. Joey says, Fred's such a genius with the dynamics, it's no problem for us at all to hear each other in the auditorio. Yeah, lovely light player. I have seen Joey a few times, and again, a really quirky, lovely, light, orchestral type of player. Sometimes turns the snare drum upside down and plays with the sticks with his fingers sometimes. Really lovely light player. Enjoying that one a lot. As I say, it's on ECM, The Surrounding Green, the Fred Hirsch Trio. A good one for the car, or play it late at night as well, if you like.
Yeah, very, very nice indeed. And next up from me, a fascinating release from Boston-born pianist David Leitch, The Ground That Holds You As You Fall Forever. Released at the start of May, from it, here's the reflective Chrysalis.
Thank you.
taken from his recent release, The Ground That Holds You As You Fall Forever. That was pianist, poet and composer David Leitch and his quartet. Massachusetts-born David says of his music, "I wanted to make a record that captured the range of music I like from every which direction that has inspired me, and I think about myself as a musician," he says. "I was driven to modern classical music on equal footing with jazz, folk, rock and even metal. And influences include Joni Mitchell, Philip Glass, Olivia Messiaen, and Swedish extreme metal band Meshuggah."
I know him well.
You can expect variety on his piano-led quartet release, and you won't be disappointed. I mean, it really does. The next track is almost sort of a heavy, but it's a really good album. The quartet includes the resident professor of improvised music at both Berkeley and MIT, Livy Harufi, on sax, normally at home on either tenor or alto. In this set, David asked her if she would predominantly use sopranino. And the rhythm section is rounded off with John Lockwood on bass and Dora Herskovitz at the drums.
And very nicely it is too. You're listening to Jump In the Best in Modern and Contemporary Jazz, Chris, and myself, H, with you every other Friday. And we alternate, of course, with our sister programme, Sweet and Swing, which is big band nostalgia and all that jazz, as they say. And it is all jazz. Good stuff as well. Just different eras. Check it out. Any thoughts, of course, drop us a line. HowardCain@MaxRadio.com, ChrisCain@MaxRadio.com. We'll get to them both. You can send them both at the same time, if you like, and we can read them simultaneously. Simulcast. Just remember, Kane is C-A-I-N-E. Love to hear from you. Any ideas, any music you'd like to feature, an artist you'd like to hear us play, let us know what your thoughts are. You can never go wrong with a bit of Miles, and it's strange how things just crop up on Facebook. Not that I ever understand the algorithms and everything else, but suddenly of late I've been bombarded with a whole load of adverts for T-shirts and sweatshirts with classic album covers on the front. And one of them was this one. An album, this track, Miles Smiles. I've always enjoyed the album, and I've always enjoyed Gingerbread. We'll be right back. I love the way they left that in.
He's not asking for a cup of tea, by the way.
Tio
Massaro.
Exactly, Massaro. The producer saying, yeah, Miles saying that he actually liked that cut and he wanted to hear it back, and it's almost become part of the track now. Wonderful stuff. Miles Smiles, the album, and with, well, the second great Miles Davis quintet, Miles on trumpet, Wayne Shorter, of course, tenor, Herbie Hancock on piano, Ron Carter on the bass, and again, that lovely driving bass, still going at whatever age he is, as is Herbie, of course, sadly, Miles and Wayne and Tony long since gone, Tony Williams, who was the youngest by a country mile and left us far too young, driving things along with that amazing cymbal work he had on the drums, and the album, like I said, Miles Smiles, and the track Gingerbread Boy. Remember the first time I ever heard that? It was actually Don Weller on a TV program. I thought, this is a cracking track, and someone said, oh, you ought to check it out on Miles Smiles on that album. That's the first time I think it was recorded, and yeah, wonderful stuff. And I think I've got the I think I might have a hoodie coming with a picture on the front. You never know. There were so many, I eventually gave way to temptation.
And, yeah, with regards to that period of Miles, for me, you could grab a handful of them and not be disappointed with a single one. Now, here's another rising star on the London scene, another pianist as well. Piano and pianist and composer Sultan Stevenson, for his second release, has moved from Whirlwind to Edition Records, but keeping the same format as his previous release, Faithful One. But here's the title track of his new release, Elroy.
Thank you.
Sultan Stevenson there, and El Roy. I should say that in case you thought it was Elroy. El Roy is a biblical Hebrew meaning the God who sees me. As a teenager, Sultan was immersed in jazz at the Julian Joseph Jazz Academy in Tomorrow's Warriors, subsequently graduating from the Guildhall School of Music in 2023 and releasing his debut album in the same year, as well as touring the UK, Europe and the USA. The lineup is essentially as before, the core trio of bassist Jacob Grin and a drummer Joel Walters, Waters, and on three tracks they're expanded to a quintet with trumpeter Josh Short and tenor saxophonist Soweto Kinch, who replaces Dennis Baptiste, who was on the first release. Being even more refined than his debut, Elroy, I think, shows the artist growing with maturity and creativity. As a winner of the UK Parliamentary Jazz Award for Best Newcomer in 2023 and nominated for the Jazz FM Award in 2025 for the category of Breakthrough Act of the Year. Sultan Stevenson, undoubtedly one to watch, not one we've seen yet. He was at last year's London Jazz, so we can keep our fingers crossed and see. But having launched the album this April, this new one, at the Purcell Room on the South Bank, he's currently touring Europe, returning for Brecon Jazz in August. Yes, Brecon Jazz is back, if you have the time to go and see that. And he was at London Jazz last year, as I said, but we didn't catch him. So fingers crossed for this one.
Fingers crossed indeed. Now, something... This is late night stuff, it has to be said. Don't play this in the car. Probably don't play it in a noisy situation. It needs to be either on your headphones, in bed, or put in, you know, a dark room or something late at night, and then it's cracking stuff. This is the duo Vijay Iyer and Wadala Leo Smith, second album called on ECM label called Defiant Life. It follows on 2016's A Cosmic Rhythm with Each Stroke, and is described as a profound meditation on the human condition. Well, you can take that or you can leave it, as it were. I've been really enjoying this one late at night. I do emphasise that. It needs to be something you listen to. You don't do it when you're, you know, washing the dishes or whatever. You sit down and listen, and then it repays close listening.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm enjoying that one. And that's the latest from Joshua Redman on Blue Note called Words Fall Short. And a classic sort of blue, all blue-tinted Blue Note cover, which is very eye-catching indeed. Worth checking all that out. Melissa Eldana, you caught there playing tenor as well as Joshua himself with the quartet. Great lineup of that, and came out on the 20th of June. I think it goes off towards the end of June in any case. I still haven't heard the whole album, if I'm really honest, but so far I've been liking what I've heard. And before that, Vijay Iyer, the academic of the keyboard, along with Wadeda Leo Smith in their duo called Defiant Life on ECM. And again, that sort of ambient soundscape they are creating there, which Vijay was sort of saying he really enjoys working in this duo setting. It's quite intense, it's very academic, as I say, late night ambient listening music, and really good actually if you put your headphones on. Check it out.
Well, I know we've said it before, but I'm going to say it again. I think ECM are back on a purple patch, although perhaps they never really went away, but they really are some very strong releases at the moment. And that's just about it for this week's show. We'll be back at the start of the school summer holidays, can you believe it, in a couple of weeks. But before we go, just time to fit in a track from Pakistan-born American jazz guitarist and composer Rez Abbasi, here playing exclusively acoustic guitar on his great new album on Whirlwind Records and released last week called Sound Remains. It's his 17th release, can you believe, and his third with this working quartet of Bill Ware on vibes, Stephen Crump on bass, Eric McPherson at the drums, and Hassan Basker on percussion. Here's Presence.
Good
See
name,
you
man.
Soon.
Hassan Basker, love it.
Hassan Basser. I shouldn't say Basker because he's the pianist. Oh. Hassan Basser, the percussionist.
Hassan, even better. Hassan Basser, love him. Great stuff. See you in a couple of weeks. Thank you.
Oh.